Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
Oh, hang on, I forgot my name. I'm Phil Fechner. It's been a while, Rick.
It has been. Happy New Year.
And to you too.
Oh, look, that's lovely. And and to all our valued
listeners.
No need to be like that.
No, I know of a couple. I hope the Anguston boys are listening
so
in.
So they tell me that bowls is such a soft game that you don't play when it's hot or something.
Don't even speak to me about that, Rick. That heat rule, bowls SA. Hopefully you get the...
Isn't there much shade around a bowling green or something?
Honestly, what a joke the heat rule is, Rick. I think you've got a bigger joke coming up in the show later on.
Well, we probably have.
We have got an absolute joke because they cut it back to 18. We had to start early, which is fine. I agree with that. But then it was 18 ends. Agree with that. It wasn't even that hot. And at about, I don't know what time it was, just before 12 o'clock, they said, oh, no, that's it. It's 38, and I thought what we usually done previously is come off, sat down, kept an eye on the temperature for the next half an hour, and then went back out and finished the game. No, it was bang, finished. Guess what, Rick? We're one shot down at that stage, so that even peeved us off more.
I just find that incredible. You can't.
Just a joke. There is a protest has been lodged by another club.
I don't need to mention that.
At what club? But they have actually protested about the whole situation because that is a total joke. But anyhow, we lost to Tranmere by one shot, Rick, which was our second loss for the year. And just breaking news, Rick. This is red hot off
the press.
Off the press. The boys won today without me. The midweek team. Yep, at Salisbury. Cleaned them up by about nearly 30 shots, I think it was, they said.
I've heard that you are no longer required.
Don't even mention that because the Anguston boys could be listening in and they probably agree with you. But I went out last week, Rick.
Yes.
Watched a midweek game out there and supported the Anguston club, bought a couple raffle tickets and everything. So, you know, I'm right back in with them. So, yep.
I wondered why you were wearing your Anguston cap.
Oh, bowling cap. Yeah, they gave me one of them as well for the $10 with the raffle tickets and a cap. Anyway, getting on. Look, quickly, I want to mention a mate of mine, or guy I know.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Told me just to mention this. It was a big tournament at Salisbury over two days at the Salisbury Bowling Club. And actually, a guy lives across the road from me, Steve Darzins. And a guy called Brett Rowland, who you'll see, I believe, going to play for Kapunda yet this year. He's just bought a house over there. And they won the top money, which was $1,000 each, right?
What?
One of the biggest pairs tournaments in South Australia, I believe.
$1,000 each?
$1,000 each, yeah. So there was Steve counting his money at the table after he'd won.
I'm moving over to bowls. I'm not going to umpire any longer.
So congratulations to Steve and Brett on winning the Salisbury tournament a couple of weeks ago. So I thought I'd quickly mention that. Last week in the bowls, Rick, Lindock played Tanunda, and it was all short in game, so it's not a real true indication what could have happened and would have happened.
Yes.
So Lindock 68, Tanunda 47, which is... Oh, it's always going to be a pretty close game. Anguston played Mount Pleasant, and they 62-49, so obviously the score's a lot lower than as per normal. Kapunda, they got over the line against Freeling. Freeling struggling a bit, but going okay. Kapunda 70, Freeling 45. And the last game, which was the upset of the round, Yardunda getting over Newry, 43-54. So
that is an upset.
Yeah, a little bit of time up their sleeve, and Newry probably would have come back and beaten them. But as we know, shortened game, heat rule we won't even mention anymore. Quickly, just going on to the ladder, Rick. Anguston still sitting top, Lindock second, Tanunda third, Kapunda fourth. Very close. Newry fifth, and Yardunda virtually equal with Newry. So it's pretty close to the top
six.
Yeah. Quickly, the player ladder, obviously dominated by Anguston players still. Brucey Field, Brian Bowden, Jimmy Brightson, Matty Short, and Tony Northcott are the top five in the leaders board on the player ladder at the moment. Rick, that's about all with the local bowls.
Phil, might I say, on behalf of our bowls listeners, Well done. That was a comprehensive...
Yes, I just quickly wanted to get through it.
Yeah, very good. Well, I can actually almost beat your heat.
No way.
Well, no, it's
don't
not
let
as...
Bowls essay hear this, because it's not they as might good. Change it to this.
It's not as good as, but in the Barossa and Light Cricket Association, there is a written rule that they go by the 5 p.m.
Yep.
bomb forecast prediction for Nuriupta on the Friday.
Yep.
Now, it's got to be 40 and they call everything off.
Yep.
Now, the executive, for reasons that we really don't understand, decided, despite the written rule, that they'd override it. And they called, the prediction for the bomb was 39. So they decided to overrule it and called off games. However, nearly as good as your mob, not all the games.
Hope they changed the constitution quickly.
Well, exactly. Hey. Anyway, yeah, there were going to be a couple of A-grade games played and a couple of B-grade
yep.
games played.
Yep.
By Saturday morning, I think the proverbial hit the fan so much that the executive met again and called them all off.
Rick, tell me, what would be playing, let's say, three games or four games and the rest don't play? What would be the advantage of that?
Well,
what would be the advantage?
Well, there's a huge disadvantage because yeah. the games that were called off were transferred to being one-day games
yep.
this coming Saturday, whereas the ones that were going to go ahead were two-day games. So those teams that were drawn to play may have been able to get outright.
That's right.
So it was an unfair competition. But what I don't understand is how you can have a rule and then override it. So there is no rule. So evidently they're now going to meet before the AGM. But I mean, the fact is that they broke the rule.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. Anyway, so it seems that maybe Bowls and Barossa and Light Cricket should get together and compare notes.
I know of another association that broke the constitution rule too, but I won't go there, Rick.
Oh, all right. Okay.
There's another one that broke the constitution
so
too.
Now we'll get on to how good a decision was the Australian cricketer in awarding the one and only David Warner player of the series.
I just couldn't believe it, Rick. I rang you as soon as I saw him up getting his medal or whatever it was. I couldn't watch it because I thought that is just... He was ready to be dropped, Rick. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. He was going to get dropped.
Yeah. Now,
tell me your scores.
Well, the reality is that over the period, we haven't always gone into bat, as it were, for Travie. However, on this occasion, it's a three-match series against South Africa. Warner has scored 0, 3, 10 and 200. Now, for all our good listeners, one score. And the other three, he's made 13 runs in the other three digs. Now, bear in mind also that if it wasn't for Labuschagne, he would never have got near 200 because Labuschagne sacrificed his wicket.
Yeah, that's right, he did say.
Travie Head,
yep.
92 on an unplayable wicket. And won the game.
Yep.
Made a duck and then a 51 and a 70.
Yep.
Now, strangely enough, both he and Warner both made 213 runs at an average of 53. However, take out Warner's... I mean, you can't ignore it, but you've got to bear in mind that in that same test match, Smith made runs, etc.
Yeah, yep.
Head made runs off the top. I think Alex Carey made runs. Now, but Travis's head 92 has to be worthy of twice that because it won the game.
On the pitch, that green pitch at Brisbane.
It was unplayable.
Oh, God.
So
I wouldn't even made runs on that.
Anyway, I just do not understand.
Who votes for that? Do you know me?
I've got no idea, but the fact is that it proves beyond doubt that if you come from New South Wales or Victoria, well, let's put it this way, you don't want to be a South Australian. So we've said enough about that. I mean, the reality is that Warner was being talked about for being dropped.
Oh, and by the... Not by just us, mugs, by actual cricketers.
That's right. And, I mean, he's very, given his track record on the subcontinent, he's lucky that he's going to India.
Yeah.
One score out of his 213 aggregate to be player of the series, he's made 200 of them in one dig. So
I couldn't believe it. I rang you and you said, no, you're joking.
I did.
Yeah.
So he's made 13 runs
in 3 days.
You read
the paper in the morning. Unbelievable. Quickly, Rick, I want to just give Steve Smith an award too.
The Dummy Award?
The Biggest Sook Award. My God. It happened in a test match. He got out and he walked off. And again, there was two or three little kids there just wanting to slap a high five as he... He'd made 100 in one of the tests there. And just ignored him, walked down. Well, last night, first... Sixers player to make 100.
Strikers.
Versus the Sixers.
Yes.
The Sixers he plays for. And a first Sixers player to make 100. 101 in 55 balls or whatever it was. And he's got virtually run himself out. He went for a second run and the guy sent him back. Anyhow, he slipped and missed out. And he walked straight off and he just shook his head all the way off, looked back at Moses Henriques and sort of gave him the stare and then shook his head all the way off like a little schoolboy. And then, lo and behold, there's a hope of little schoolboys at Coffs Harbour who would have probably seen two games of cricket in their time. He totally ignored him and walked down the race and that was it.
I've seen him
do it. That's not good enough.
Yeah, I didn't see it last night, but I've seen him do similar things before.
Yeah, just a joke. Yes. Not good enough as far as I'm concerned.
So while we're on the cricket, and you've covered that very well, what about the magnificent Australian women's cricket team?
Well, I haven't seen much of it, Rick. I know we've won both games. Playing Pakistan, is that right?
We are, yes.
I knew that bit.
Now, let me tell you.
Okay.
This is...
Couple of good games.
Oh, incredible games. Pakistan, they are obviously the real deal.
Yep.
Australia won the first one comfortably. Pakistan made 125. And Australia got there with two wickets down. But Pakistan made, I don't know, whatever it was, 120-something, and Australia naught for 129.
Naught, wow.
But what I have raved about our girl, Darcy, over the period. Now, and this is just a comment on the game, right? I decided that I'd have a quick look at an over today, and it was Darcy Brown's seventh over.
Yep.
And according to the television screen, the balls that she bowled were one at 115, one at 112, one at 107, one at 108, one at 113, one at 105, and one at 110. There was
and
a wide.
And she's our pace bowler, opening pace bowler.
She is our opening pace bowler. And the commentators actually said that her fastest recorded ball for the day was 116. Now, I decided to do a little bit of research.
Yep.
Now, according to the research I've got, if you compare that to boys bowling...
Schoolboys.
Yep. Roughly 11-year-olds, the quickest sort of bowl at 95, 12-year-olds, 100. 13-year-olds, 105, 14-year-olds, 110, 15-year-olds, 115, 16-year-olds, 120. So we've got Australia's opening bowler, supposedly one of the quickest women in the world, bowling at the age of about a 14-and-a-half-year-old boy. But...
Yes.
That's not all. This is the bit that worries me. You know, I mean, physiologically... That's normal.
They're never going to be up to a man's strength.
But are you ready for this? In the first ODI,
yes,
right, of Australia's bowling, 27, did you hear me say 27 extras, yep. 23 wides.
What?
23 wides. In the second ODI day, they did a lot better. 21 extras, only 19 wides.
I mean, Rick, that, correct me if I'm wrong, they're professional cricketers, aren't
getting
they?
Getting paid good money.
Yeah. Do we know roughly what it'd be?
Would
it wouldn't be quite as much as the men, surely.
No, but it's very comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, they would live comfortably. Yeah.
Now, what, I mean, I don't know, wides, they're not good, you know. Now, Darcy has been awarded player of the game today.
Yep.
Her stats are 8 overs, no maidens, 32 runs, 3 wickets, 7 wides. So in 8 overs, all but 1 over, she's bowled a wide.
Right. I'm probably bowled 2 in 1 and, you know.
I mean, it's staggering. And
yeah,
the other...
it's almost disappointing to hear those stats.
Well, I just don't understand. I really can't understand how that can be happening.
Mm.
I mean, these girls now, they're getting coached, trained, they've got all the physios,
yep.
They've got
travel
all
the world.
Bowling yep. coaches, batting coaches, and they've got in 2 ODI games, they've
almost
bowled.
Almost knocked up a 50.
They've bowled
50 wides.
23 wides in 1 and 19 in the other. Incredible.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, I find it hard to watch. I do watch Darcy bowl because being a Kapunda girl and I like watching
she's
that.
She's incredibly competitive.
Yep.
And I like her. She's got what I would have thought from the distance television screen, quite a good not only run-up, but bowling action.
She's athletic, isn't she?
Yes.
Quite an athletic girl. You need to teach her how to bat, though, too, don't they?
They
coming in
they
at
do.
11 and she's 18 or 19 years old, she should be batting up the list, you know, spend a bit of time in the nets.
I mean, no good opening bowler should be bowling a wide every over.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Anyway,
can't
having
disagree,
said that,
Rick.
Now, Phil, it seems to me that we're almost got the Australian Tennis Open that isn't. Is that right?
Well, more players are pulled out than are playing, I think.
I think so, yes.
You know, and as we were talking quickly before, losing Kyrgios, like him or hate him, I'm not his biggest fan by any means.
I had gathered that.
Hell, I love watching him play because he's entertaining.
And he drags the crowd.
Yeah, he drags a huge crowd. Well, he pulled out, you know, crook knee. But it wasn't too sore to be on the scooter with his girlfriend on the back.
No.
Did you see that in the paper?
The other thing that's really interesting is that we obviously are speaking for a lot of people because evidently the ratings have dropped dramatically already. No Kyrgios.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Quickly, sorry, Rick. I've got to ask a question. The numbers on the back of the players for test games, is there any... thing in no, they just pick a lucky number or
they,
is it...
they choose their own
okay That's, choose their
it's,
own
it's
numbers
nothing
so
to,
hopefully
nothing
Warren's
do.
Listening in and he's asked the question and I said look I'll ask Rick, he knows more about it than me, but I believe they just choose their own numbers.
No, there is no.
So there we go.
There is no correspondence.
Yeah, because some are very high, 77.
That's right.
Yeah.
But there is no relationship between the player appearance number, which is a concrete set in.
Yep. Except yours.
Except mine.
Timmy Newison's onto it, though.
Oh, he's right onto it. Yeah,
no worries.
Now, listen, we're running out of time, but I reckon you'll enjoy this joke.
Okay.
Right, first joke for the year.
2023, here we go.
Here we go. An old farmer from Queensland outback built quite a reputation as a character, as well as a tough and durable opening batsman. During one game, however, he dislocated his shoulder while fielding, and at the hospital... the doctor decided to try and manipulate it back into place without the aid of an anaesthetic, a process that made the bushy scream with pain. The nurse had very little sympathy. "I thought you were tougher than that," she said coldly. "There's a woman in the next room having a baby and she's not making half the fuss that you are." To which the injured cricketer said, "No, but I bet she would be if they were trying to put it back."
Boom, boom. Welcome to 2023.
It is indeed. All right, folks. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the first one. And until next week, this is Rick
and Phil.